And welcome back to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan in with you, of course. Today we have Mike Papella with us for a few minutes. He's the president and founding member of Folds of Honor, the Western Pennsylvania chapter. And we're going to find out what this is about today. And so, Mike, thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate your time.
You bet, Tracy. Thank you so much for hosting us here. And definitely a shout out to People's Gas for helping to support this sponsorship here.
Absolutely. Now, when I introduced you, of course, I said Western PA chapter. So this is much bigger than just PA. Can you talk about what Folds of Honor is?
Yes. Folds of Honor has been around since 2007 nationally. It was founded in the Tulsa, Oklahoma region by Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney. There are 27 chapters, and we're proud to be the 26th chapter, which was founded here in 2019 by a group of people here in the Pittsburgh and Western Pennsylvania region.
Yeah, the latest and newest, right? We're the babies.
Well, we're the next to the youngest. Somebody just joined us here in Atlanta area.
Oh, good.
A friend of mine, actually, and but we are the official 2019 chapter.
There we go.
It started out right at the beginning of the year.
Fabulous. Now, this is a 501c3. Can you talk about the mission? What is it that you do with Folds of Honor?
Yes. Folds of Honor, the motto really is to honor their sacrifice, educate their legacy. And what we do is we raise scholarship funds for children and spouses of killed in action or disabled soldiers due to the wars in this world. But it really is a great opportunity for us to provide these educational scholarships so folks can get educated and be able to create a good foundation for the children and like I said, the spouses of our wounded and killed action soldiers.
So what are the scholarships used for? When you say educational scholarships, and then you also, in the same breath, if you will, talk about the children. Some children may only be 4 or 5 years old, maybe 11, 12, and not ready to graduate high school or college. So can you talk about the scholarships and how they're used?
Yes, scholarships can be K through 12 for private schooling as well as college education. So it can go both ways. And here in Western Pennsylvania, we do have some K through 12. I don't have the numbers right in front of me. Of the 45 recipients in 2019 and 2020 school year, there were 12 recipients that received scholarships for K through 12, and the remainder were college education. So that's pretty impressive.
It is. And then when you talk about these scholarships, talk about from what you see, because I've never been in those shoes. And so talk about how helpful this is to a family that may have lost a loved one or now has a disabled veteran in their family. And this comes along and is such a great benefit to the family.
Yes, I've been on conference calls as well as video teams meetings where the students have commented that without the $5,000 scholarship, that typically the scholarship is around $5,000, and that's what we're required at the amount that we are allowed to give. But those scholarships go towards a lot of expenses for those children and spouses to help cover their educational needs.
Talk about the area that you cover with the Folds of Honor Western PA chapter, because it's not just Butler County that we're kind of in the mix. You cover quite a range when you're talking Western Pennsylvania.
Yes, Western Pennsylvania. There is an Eastern Pennsylvania chapter out of the Philadelphia, New Jersey area. It covers both those areas. But we cover from State College west, from Erie down to Waynesburg, so it's everything in between, Altoona region. And we're really focused right now on the Western PA that we consider the Butler, Allegheny County, Mercer, and that's where I reside in Mercer County. But we really are focused on fundraising here in the Pittsburgh region, but we're starting to expand out into Erie and to the Altoona regions with contacts that we have.
Now, of course, if you want to go online, it's foldsofhonor.org. Do we get Western Pennsylvania in there as well? What's the full website?
Yeah, the full website for the Western Pennsylvania chapter is Western Pennsylvania, WesternPA.foldsofhonor.org.
And so talk to me about how we get involved. Let's say we have a military family, or maybe our loved ones are military families, and we're hearing about this organization for the first time. Do we contact you through the website? Do we contact you directly? How do we get involved and find out more information about possibly getting one of these scholarships?
Yes, the scholarship application process starts in February and goes till the end of the month of February. And then as they review them, there's a third party that reviews the qualified applicants and determines who will be awarded these scholarships. Unfortunately, there's a shortfall of scholarships. You know, as I said, in Western PA, there was 45 recipients last year, but 8 qualified applicants went unfunded because of shortfall of donations and funding. But the scholarship process has to go through a website process during the open enrollment, which is in February.
Do you know the eligibility requirements? Can you talk about that for a family?
There's several eligibilities. So it's disabled in the line of duty, killed in action, soldiers, deceased post-separation, and other qualifications that would determine the level of disability and the funding availability.
So it
does cover all 50 states, but as Western Pennsylvania, we cover just the region that we're trying to raise funds for.
Sure. And I assume that the eligibility would include a direct family member. So what I mean by that is I can't go on and say my grandfather fought in a war and is no longer with us, right?
Yes. It is usually a parent, or it possibly could be a sibling that would be within the family, but most of the folks relationship wise would be a parent.
Yeah. So let's talk about the difficulty this past year has placed on any organization. We'll talk about Folds of Honor because of the pandemic. I know that you're out there and you're trying to raise funds. What challenges have you had to meet, and are you still in those challenges because you can't be out at locations right now or holding big events?
We're very fortunate. Western Pennsylvania is a very giving community, very giving region, and it has been tough to do events. We really participated in about 4 or 5 events this past year that were live in person, which were limited social distancing to what we can't do due to the pandemic. So I did some analysis on where our funds came this year. We were fortunate. 50% of the funds that we raised this year came through just private donations and business donations. And then the other 50% came through events that we put on as a chapter. We're on target to potentially raise about $125,000 in our grassroots efforts here in Western PA. And fortunate that the business private community, people in the community were very giving. But it has been challenging. You know, most of us, with our experience, doing a large golf outing fundraiser, we could raise a significant amount of money in a large event, whether we do a gala event or a live auction. So we've kind of gone to the approach of trying to look at doing online auctions. A friend of mine, Brett King from Invictus Art, had put together a wonderful painting that is called Legacy, and we're going to do an online auction for that later in the next month, in December, before the holidays. We do have some events scheduled for 2021 already, which is our Topgolf event, and our goal is to raise $25,000. That's on March 14th. At Top Golf in Bridgeville. And then we do have a scheduled event for next year as well on October 6th. That's Wednesday, October 6th at Lowell Valley Golf Club in Ligonier, PA. So we're trying to get creative. We're also talking with an organization about doing a basketball event in the summertime, which we feel will be a good fundraiser and take us away from, you know, just doing a lot of golf events. But golf events have been the biggest opportunities for us because you can practice social distancing on the golf course. and still raise some good funds.
A lot of people will plan out their end of year giving, and they may still be doing that this year, even though we've been through a pandemic. Maybe times are tough financially for people, but many people will still plan for that end of year giving. Is this an opportunity where they could give to Folds of Honor of Western Pennsylvania? And again, I say that because this may be the first time that we've heard of this.
Yes, you could definitely go to our website, westernpa.foldsofhonor.org, and there is a donation button to hit, and that can take you through whether you want to do a one-time donation or if you want to do a monthly donation. We have a program called Wingman, and basically it's a $13 a month promotion. With Giving Tuesday coming up here, I believe next week or 2 weeks from now, we're going to do a drive to raise some more funding towards the end of the year here, which you have stated. So we're excited. I think that we can close the gap. As I said, we're on target to raise right now. We're at $115,000. We're $10,000 short. We're reaching out to businesses. We're reaching out to individuals to try to close that gap. And we're just so honored to be able to raise that kind of funding here in our first full year of operation here in Western PA.
Mike, could you repeat that amount? I know you said $115,000 that you wanted to raise. What's your shortfall right now? How much do you need to close that?
We're $10,000 below our stretch goal. When COVID hit, we downgraded our goal to around $75,000. So we've achieved that, which is exciting. But our original goal was $125,000 for 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting there pretty close. And I think we can do some good fundraising here in the next month and be able to achieve that goal. Last week on Veterans Day, we were fortunate. Kendra Scott Jewelry out of Shadyside in Pittsburgh did a fundraising event. 20% of the purchase of that day went towards Folds of Honor Western Pennsylvania. And also the Mealy Corporation that manages Pennsylvania Skills gave us a gracious donation of $10,000 to get us to the $115,000. So there's a lot of good opportunity here in the next 5 weeks to be able to hit the goal of $125,000.
Mike, I'd love to ask this question on all organizations, but you're not here to talk for all organizations. I know you're here for Folds of Honor Western PA, but from your viewpoint, this year has been tough for many, but have you found that people are more willing to give to organizations, or have you seen a decrease because financial times are tough? And I ask that because many of us are living our lives online anyway, and then with the pandemic, we have extra time on our hands, so we have time to find different organizations to help out.
Yeah, I think it's you can look at it both ways. I think people that are that haven't donated in the past are definitely finding that avenue of donating online and offering up some of their money that they've earned, and I think that has been the major platform for most nonprofits, is to really attract folks through online giving. But the bread and butter to really raise funds and awareness is to us. I think that only being a one-year-old chapter, we've attracted hundreds of thousands of people just that didn't know who Folds of Honor is. We have a military committee that's based out of the 9/11 and out at the airport, and 3,000 people that go through the military and the Air Force base probably didn't know who Folds of Honor is, and our goal was to bring awareness to the region, so that one, donations and fundraising is very important to us, but the main reason is to bring awareness to those military folks, the 1% that straps on their military suits every day and go out to try to defend this country, that they know that there is somebody out there, there's an organization out there that can support their family, their children and spouses, if something was going to happen to them, to help educate them. Our motto, honor their sacrifice, educate their legacy. It is so important to what we're trying to do. No other nonprofit organization is focused solely on that for the military.
Yeah, when you talk about honor their sacrifice, of course, some give the ultimate sacrifice, but there are many who give up that time and their time with their families, and it's just time. There's a lot of time put into what they're dedicated to.
You are correct. You're correct, and God bless them. I didn't serve, and I always tell people this. I didn't serve, but I certainly want to serve those that have served our country. And we're just so gracious to be able to do this in this aspect and this avenue as Folds of Honor Western Pennsylvania.
Mike Papella, he's the president and board of directors. He's on the board of directors as well, founding member of Folds of Honor here in Western PA. Any final thoughts that you'd like to share with us before I let you go?
Yes, Tracy, thank you so much. Thank you for your time, Tracy. And I want to thank the Butler Radio Network for supporting Folds of Honor with this advertising and this interview, as well as People's Gas. We couldn't do this without you. Bringing awareness to the region is so important to us. We know we'll become an outstanding chapter over the next 5-10 years of Folds of Honor, and we plan to do that. But we really want to thank you for the opportunity to spread our word and introduce our organization to your listeners.
And again, online, it's westernpa.foldsofhonor.org. So westernpa.foldsofhonor.org. Mike, thank you so much for joining us today. We so appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.